What's going on, guys? Welcome to episode 84 of the Taste Cast, our weekly podcast where we talk about things, react to things, do a bunch of random shit. My name's Seth.
I'm Chevy.
And we don't have Chris today. He's busy. He's been kidnapped by his mom, I believe. Is that doxing him?
No.
People know too much. Quick reminder to play, since we're in a new month, because the last time we did Taste Cast was fucking last month, so it's been a while. We got Onrush and Soma both offered for free on PlayStation Plus. Download those, play those, come back at the end of the month for Plus Club. Let us know what we thought of those games. We'll let you know what we thought of those games. And our game of the month, picked by me, is Final Fantasy XIV. It's an MMO. If you like Final Fantasy and you like MMOs, you'll be in fucking heaven playing this. I actually delayed filming this today because I was stuck playing that game. And I just went, I'll stop here. Just one more. I don't know how long it's going to last. I got this thing to do. I got to get the fuck up. So play that. Join us on Coral, server Coral, something else to that whole thing. But you can join our clan, Tasty Loot Gaming. If you're curious, comment below. We'll fucking let you know all the details. And we are on iTunes, Spotify, and other podcast platforms if you'd prefer to listen to us. Links down below. And we have a Discord if you want to talk to us anytime, all the time. You can also ask us about the Final Fantasy 14 stuff there. Link down below. I think I covered everything.
Yeah, I think so too, but you kind of lost me at one point.
Yeah, me too. I was just like, info, puke it up. I'm lost without Chris. So with every Taste Cast, we typically talk about what we've been playing, but because we did not get a chance to do it yet this month, we're going to talk about the releases for December this last month of this year. We're fucking closing on the next year already.
Most of them look like they're already out.
And a lot of them are already out, but we're still going to go through them. There's a couple that are still coming out, and luckily, this month does not have a shitload of games coming out, so I can actually sit down and play some shit. And probably next week or the week after, I'm thinking next week we'll be doing our Game of the Year discussion and runners-up, so make sure to be thinking about what your favorite game of 2018 was. There's been so many good ones, so it's very hard. And if you missed our Game Awards video, it's our last video we did. Check that out. It's like 3.5 hours long if you don't want to sit through the whole thing. Chevy did the painstaking fucking task of timestamping every single part of that. So fucking go check it out for that alone. But if you don't want to watch the whole thing, you can go to the very end. We discuss our whole takes from it, and it was a pretty good conversation, so check that out. So let's get into the releases for December 2018. I'm still blown away we're already here. December 4th, Just Cause 4 came out for PS4, Xbox One, and PC. I picked that up. We got Monster Boy and the Cursed Kingdom, a game I had no idea what the fuck it was until we watched a video real quick to check that out. We'll talk about that in a sec. Coming out December 4th, or it came out, for PS4, Xbox One, PC, and Switch, so everything. Everyone's getting a little piece of Monster Boy. Persona 3 Dancing in Moonlight, PS4 and PS Vita, also came out December 4th, along with Persona 4 Dancing All Night, PS4, and Persona 5 Dancing in Starlight, PS4 and PS Vita, all came out December 4th. I'm sure all of you know already, but Super Smash Bros. Ultimate came out on Switch December 7th. Let me know how you're liking that game. I know there's a lot of hype behind it, and it's Smash Bros. Everybody likes Smash Bros. To a certain extent. Everybody can play it, Chevy. This Tuesday, Earth Defense Force 5 comes out for PS4, December 11th. I'm so fucking excited. It's the final big hyped game for me this year. Finally coming out.
Agreed.
Can't fucking wait. If you haven't played Earth Defense Force, just YouTube it. You're going to look at it and be like, what the hell? It's fun. I swear. Just play it. Yeah.
Kind of a couple people in Discord are going to be like, this is one of those games Seth plays and we don't know what the fuck's going on.
Yeah. When I say I play everything. For the most part. Nothing too weird. Dragon Marked for Death, another Switch game. This is Switch month, apparently. PS4 and Switch month. December 13th, which is almost looks like Disgaea. It's like a 2D platformer that's multiplayer for Switch.
Yeah, it was a multiplayer, like action side-scroller style game.
Which is kind of neat. I've been playing fucking Dragon's Crown, so I would definitely play more stuff like that. And last but not least, Firewatch is coming out on Switch December 17th. Very small list for December, but that is welcomed, in my opinion. What is Chocobo's Mystery Dungeon, everybody?
Oh, they're bringing back Chocobo Mystery Dungeon next year.
It's exciting. What are our takeaways from this? What are you excited for? What are you not excited for? And are you picking up any of these games?
I actually want to pick up all three of the Persona games, but I'm not so much in a hurry. If I was wanting the physical copies, I know I'd have to get out there and get those because they're probably pretty limited print. But I do want to pick those up digitally just because I think they'd be fun. I like rhythm games. So, And then Earth Defense Force 5 is kind of a no-brainer. If you've been following the channel at all, it's definitely a channel favorite. And then I didn't have any more until we checked out two other games, and now I'm actually curious in both of them would be Monster Boy and the Cursed Kingdom, as well as Dragon Mark for Death. Both look pretty interesting. I want to kind of check out more on them, though. So,
yeah, definitely. I think price point will definitely matter on those games for me personally. So Just Cause 4 for me is definitely I would definitely pick that up. And in fact, I did pick it up. I've been playing that, and we'll talk about that for what we've been playing. But yeah, I picked it up already. Monster Boy and the Cursed Kingdom, kind of like what you were saying, you know, was not on our radar. We just watched a real quick video of it to kind of get a feel for it. It's like anime drawn 2D platformer. Looks really fucking neat. The song is really dorky, but that's fine because it kind of fit the aesthetic. I think I would also pick this up on PS4 probably. It's on everything though. So, I mean, this would be kind of cool game to have on Switch. I don't know why, but I just like the idea of certain games being portable. Really deep games would be really difficult for me to take around with me. Persona games, I don't really have an opinion on. I'd have to see more on them, but I'm not super into the rhythm games. But I love the style of Persona, and I like that they are. I think it's interesting they're doing 3, 4, and 5, but on different consoles.
I think 4 is already out on Vita.
Oh, okay, that makes sense. And it's funny they released 3 of them on the same date. You figure they could have put that all in one fucking game, but
well, I think you can buy those two on one disc together.
I don't see more in it. Super Smash Bros. Ultimate, definitely want to play it. I need to pick up a Switch. That'd be if I did buy a Switch, that would probably be a must have for me. Not the biggest fan of Smash Bros., but I do enjoy them. Earth Defense Force 5, yeah, I'm picking that up fucking as soon as I can. I might even buy it Monday night. I don't know, digitally, even though I'd like to have that. I'd like to have fucking crisp fucking physical copy that smells, that got that fresh plastic smell, that Earth Defense Force 5 smell. Love the smell. Dead bugs. Dragon Marked for Death. Also, yeah, at first I was like, yeah, those graphics aren't that great, but it showed, you know, like a storyline driven platformer that was multiplayer. I was like, that's kind of neat. Hopefully there's some kind of loot or upgrades in that, otherwise I don't know if I pick it up. But if it was like 20-30 bucks, I'd probably pick it up. Firewatch for Switch, very cool for anybody who didn't play Firewatch and has a Switch and wants to play Firewatch on Switch. Firewatch is really neat, so very cool game. I'm actually really curious to see what it looks like on there. So yeah, this is a pretty solid month, but nothing really, in my opinion, is like a must have except for Earth Defense Force 5. So it's a very, and I'm pretty much alone on that. I mean, me and you and Josh, we're going to be the three big fanboys fucking trying to get that. But yeah, pretty nice way to kind of end the year, in my opinion, because some of these months have hit so fucking hard, like Broktober, and of course early this year, January, February, March, fucking the rest of it.
Yeah, I think for the most part too, early January will also be pretty calm. I think games start releasing at the end of January.
February though is when they start coming out.
Yeah.
Except for Kingdom Hearts comes out the 29th.
I was going to say the end of January.
Yep.
So
the reason I even know that is because my birthday is 2 days after that. Yeah, so pretty good month.
Yep.
Anything you want
to
say?
Yeah, if you're looking to catch up on anything you've been putting off, you have like two, maybe more like a month and a half to get that done. So yeah,
we're just kind of a nice break moving into the next hellscape of fucking constant games coming out. Except if EA keeps pulling their bullshit, there's going to be a lot of games you're going to be able to skip. Calling you out, EA. Should call out a lot of fucking companies. Everybody's fucking up lately. Where's the canvas bags? Yeah, let us know in the comments, what games are you most excited for this month? Are you picking up any of these games? Are you not picking up any of these games? Have you played or looked into, Dragon Marked for Death and Monster Boy, The Cursed Kingdom? These ones are like new on my radar, so I haven't really heard anyone talk about them. So let me know everything you're thinking about when it comes to the games. And have you picked up Just Cause 4? What do you think of that one as well? Are you getting sick from it? Apparently people are getting sick from that game, which is really fucking crazy. Not me. Next thing is what we've been playing this month. So yeah, we typically talk about what we've been playing for the last week. So we'll probably keep it to that, even though it's been like last month since we last did a taste cast. But
yeah,
I can't really remember all the shit I've been playing for the last like 3 weeks. So I'm just going to stick with what I've been playing this last week.
Okay.
So you want to go first or me?
I mean, I can go first. It's going to be super short.
This whole episode's going to be fucking super short.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's kind of winding down right now. So, I mean, I've been playing Final Fantasy XIV, which is the game of the month, pretty much primarily, and I knew that was going to happen. So
did I. That's why I picked the game for game of the month.
So I will have stuff to talk about with that, obviously, at the end of the month. But like right now, coming back to it after taking a long break, I have a lot of catch up to do. So I've been doing a lot of that. Also, a couple guys from the Discord have hopped in and played some more than others, and whenever they need help, I try to assist them. And Seth logged in today, so he's getting close to a point where I'll be able to hop in and assist him as well. So that is kind of all I want to say on Final Fantasy 14, though, other than I'm obviously enjoying it. So
yeah, and that kind of game you can talk about pretty much every week and still have something to talk about when we have game of the month, because it's an MMO, so it's ongoing. You can kind of update where you're at and what you're doing and shit. So what else you been playing?
I played a little bit of Red Dead Redemption 2. I did.
Did you?
Yeah.
Weird.
Can't remember the mission now, though, which is going to drive me crazy. It was a side mission, obviously. And, you know, like last time, I think the game is fun. I have a hard time staying focused on it to want to sit there and play it. And it has no fault of the game. It is my tendency with open world games. I get too sidetracked and I just can't focus on actually playing the damn game. I'll be in a bush somewhere trying to hunt down a rabbit or something instead of playing the game. So
hunting's fun in that game. Sometimes I'll just walk out into the woods and fucking creep around with my horse and fucking shoot shit and just load it up and load me up and then go fishing.
I don't think I have fishing.
Yeah. It's pretty fun. It's a lot better than getting shot in the face. Just going to throw that out
there. I would certainly hope so.
Yeah. Some people might enjoy the taste. Anyway, anything else?
That's literally all I've been playing.
Yeah. I'll add two things I've been playing the last couple of weeks just to make it more interesting. Also played RDO, Red Dead Online. It's fun. I'm enjoying it. There is definitely a lot of griefers, but I am inclined to grief back. So if someone shoots at me, I fucking shoot back. I'll kill them. Or if they kill me, I'll come back and kill them and make sure they never come back again. I had a guy steal my fish. I chased him down, shot him in the head. I didn't even take the fish. I let him keep it and fucking just rode off. Cause I didn't care. I just wanted to shoot him. Other than that though, fishing on RDO is really fun. If you get to level 14, you can do it. Apparently, they also gave out gifts recently. Everybody gets like $250 and like 15 gold bars or something if you play in the beta. So let me know if that's true or not. But Josh told me that was on Twitter. So that's pretty cool. I need to log back in. And I need to get my fucking posse online with me. Where the fuck are you guys at? Yeah, I'd like to play that more, and hopefully they fix all the problems that we've talked about in prior weeks with that game. Also been playing Black Ops 4 still, still enjoying it. And yeah, looked into the dark world of people who use mouse and keyboard and modded controllers on Black Ops 4 and other FPSs, and apparently it's very, very, very common. It's not even a rare thing, so that was kind of horrible to find out. There's literally like a fucking little dongle you plug right in your PS4. You can plug in any mouse and keyboard, and you have to adjust a couple things, but it works. And there's nothing fucking PS4 anyone can do except for watch your video and go, they're definitely not using a controller. So you have to report them. So that's kind of discouraging, but the game's still really fun. Also, the only reason I'm even bringing it up is because they have an update coming out. I believe it's Tuesday it's coming out, or it might already be out. But I think it's Tuesday that we'll be adding their first new I forget what they call them, but their first new operator, essentially, who is like a counterintelligence person. Their moves have to do with like hacking the other team and shit, okay, which is kind of cool. They're adding three new guns, which is pretty cool to see an all-in-one free update. They're going to be changing Blackout, its aesthetic for the season. They said as soon as you jump out of the helicopter, you're going to be able to tell how different it is. So I'm assuming there's going to be snow.
Probably.
But we'll see. Maybe Christmas lights or something. I don't know. Be kind of cool. And I think they're adding something to zombies as well. I didn't read that part because I don't play a whole lot of zombies. But it's really cool to see that they are rolling out updates this quick because I didn't even know they're going to do that. So cool surprise. And I will keep playing that game. Other games I've been playing, I also have been playing Final Fantasy 14 as of today. I played a little bit. I bought some mounts and then I logged out, which is so me. To just log into a game, buy some shit from them, and then leave. It's really fucking stupid. But I got a really fucking cool whale. Really excited about him. He's gigantic.
Oh, yeah.
Huge. It's like fucking running around a boat. Can see somebody else. The thing's so big, there's a table up there with like wine bottles and shit.
That you're sitting at.
And like suitcases, like you're going somewhere. And this whale's just fucking flying. You're flying on it. And there's a little area on the carpet for someone else. And you just fucking live on this. It's like living on a goddamn yacht. I was in the middle of town. As soon as I bought the thing, I was like, I got to try this thing out. I fucking start him up, fucking rev that engine. And I'm sitting in the middle of town on my giant whale. And then I see another giant whale in the distance just coming right at me. Just like they just fucking felt me. Like as soon as I got the whale out, I just came around the corner. Wrote up, he's like, hey buddy, he's like, nice whale with a smiley face. I was like, yeah dude, nice whale too. And he's like, ha ha ha. And then fucking a third guy showed up and there's a whale, and just like, it was like a fucking Walmart parking lot. There's just three whales just fucking all parked next to each other. We're all sitting there just fucking jumping up and down and shit, and the guy's like, whale party. I was like, fuck yeah. And we all start jumping around in our whales. It's pretty cool. Most fun I've had an MMO in a while. Also got the Neza horse.
It's like a Chinese war horse.
Yeah, its hair looks like almost like fire. It's kind of neat looking, pretty cool. Although mounts in the game are fucking expensive as shit, but I was just like, they're so cool looking.
If you're buying the premium ones, there, yeah. There's mounts in the game, obviously.
They're premium. Although I'm not, I saw that fucking, what was it? It was like, I think it was a bear with a Santa hat on.
Yeah, I haven't seen that.
I need it. What the fuck's up with that?
I don't know. Maybe
there's just a bear like this with his fucking Santa hat on, and someone's just riding away. As soon as I got near it, they're just like, ugh.
So someone in a Santa Claus outfit too. So I wonder if they added new stuff to the store. So
I walked up to the bear just like this, getting ready to touch, and the person's like, nope, and then just rode away. Like, that's a nice bear you got there.
I don't know. I haven't seen it yet. So
yeah. Played today though. I'm about to hit level 50. It's a bit of a grind right now, but I'm not doing dungeons. I've just been trying to knock out the story, cause I'm pretty much at the end of the vanilla game, which is exciting. Cause every time
cutscene city though,
I, at one point I was sitting there, I was like watching cutscenes for like 20 minutes. And I was like, this ain't like other MMOs. Cause most other MMOs are just like, there's the evil sphere. We got to blow up. And then it's at the end and then you got to go do it. And they're like, we did it. And that's it. But this is like, talking about people that they used to know and now they're the bad guy and fuck, I can't believe this. And then they're giving speeches about taking back shit and fucking strategies about their armies and shit. I'm just like, okay, this is a single player game now.
Pretty much.
Yeah. It's cool though. I love the way, well, we're going to talk about it, but I love the way that the game looks and stuff. So it's a cool game to, I don't know. If the game looked like any other MMO, I'd probably be less inclined to care about watching cutscenes and stuff. But like the character designs are always really interesting. I like the little people who act like they're big people.
Lalafels.
Yeah. the fucking Biggs and Wedge. Let's hang out with those guys. They just come fucking walking out. You got one giant dude and one little baby dude. And they're all sitting there like, oh, it looks like this thing's broke. And then little baby man's just under there. He's like, yeah, it's the fucking train belt, blah, blah, blah. And the guy grabs him, just throws him into the sky. And the guy's just doing front flips. And he's in the air like this. And he lands in the seat and he's just smiling with his little goggles on. I'm like, do they do that all the time? Is that practiced? And he didn't even fucking warn him. He just grabbed him, chucked him. And he's just like, all right, let's go. That's how he always gets in the fucking vehicle.
Probably.
I love that shit. And then there's like one, the same fucking height, little dude with a fucking huge mustache and like glasses. He's like, like fucking talking like he's.
That sounds about right. Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm like, who's listening to the Colonel Sanders baby like this? He had everyone's respect. He's just talking about stuff. And I'm just like, he's a baby. What are you doing? Keith plays a baby.
He does.
I've seen that baby a couple times in pictures. Yeah. So yeah, Final Fantasy 14 is going good. I hope this month I can, after doing this, I'm going to try and complete the vanilla game because I want to buy the expansion. Because every video I've seen so far of stuff after the vanilla game looks a lot like better done, because obviously it's been out for a while, and like any MMO, the content gets better as it goes on. So
usually,
yeah. Well, yeah, hopefully. But yeah, so far it's a pretty good experience. But you know, I've played Final Fantasy 14 off and on multiple times, so it's not a big surprise to say that I'm enjoying it. Otherwise I would not be reactivating it. Played Just Cause 4. Just Cause 4 just came out. Every review said exactly what I feel, pretty much. All the reviews are like, it's not bad, but it's not amazing. It's Just Cause 3 with more stuff, and it 100% is. They went crazy with the physics, though, bigger than ever. Like, everything has physics. And they gave you a bunch of tools to utilize, like retracting cords, which you had in 3 and the other ones, but now it's like a perk that you can activate in one of your 3 zipline builds, I guess. They have one with balloons that you can make things float with, and then you have rocket ones too that you can like attach your line to something else and use a rocket. You can activate them by, as soon as you let go of the cord, it activates on its own, or you can tap a button or hold a button to get them going. There's modifiers you unlock later to do different things, so like you can adjust the fucking how the acceleration of the rockets. Because at first they just go, but later you can go. I mean, you can get really fucking crazy in this game. I'm barely scratching the surface. They've added like weather effects, which is crazy. There's one area I'm going into now where they're like, we got to stop this electrical storm or something like that. I'm like, I don't know what the fuck you're talking about. And before that, there's just a tornado going through a city. I was like, when they first unlocked all the tools that they can use, the first thing I did was I found a little fucking like V-dub like bug. And I put 3 balloons on the roof, and I got it to float like this. And then as it started slowly floating up, I put 2 rockets on the back where the fucking the rear lights are at, and I fucking grappled up into it. And then I start hitting the rockets, and they're so powerful that my car started doing this in the air, and the balloons are just going toom, 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 just like flying all over the place, and I'm just like not going anywhere really. So I started just like kind of tapping the throttle, and my car kept doing this, and I kept trying to steer the car, and I started getting like really fucking crazy speed. Like I was going over a lake, and I saw like boats, I was just flying past, and I was up in the air. But it's scary because the balloons were there was enough pull to get me in the air, but the car's also heavy because the physics in the game are pretty fucking crazy. So like I'd be coming at mountains, and I'm like, sometimes I would clear over them just barely, and then sometimes I'd be coming at them, and I'd pull the car up like this and just drive up the fucking hill. And then just like go over the side and start flying again. Anyway, while doing that crazy shit, some of that's on Twitter if you want to go check that out. I saw a tornado. I'm like, oh shit, let's see what happens with that. So I flew at it. And the first thing that happened is my car started going around the tornado. And then eventually the tornado went and just pulled my fucking balloons off my car and launched my car this way. So I jumped out. As soon as I jumped out of the car, it just exploded in the sky. And then I went in the tornado and it fucking pulled me up into the clouds. I was stuck in an abyss of fucking white. Just fuck, I couldn't see shit. I couldn't get out. And then eventually, I started falling. I looked over, and the tornado was like way the fuck over there. It had just thrown me through the fucking cloud somewhere, which was scary. So that's really interesting. Other than that, it's Just Cause. It's also nice, though, because they, in the last games, to liberate areas, you just had to destroy shit, essentially, and then follow the storyline. You look for the red, you blow up the red. Now you still do that, and it will build up a bar. That I believe unlocks things or allows you to take over new territories, but it's more of a secondary thing. Everywhere you go, there's going to be some red shit somewhere. But now bases actually have objectives. You go to a base, there's something you got to do there to capture it. So there's less monotony. It's still fucking chaos. You're still just doing crazy shit, but at least there's like, you need to open those doors, get to the console, hack it, fucking destroy the generator and shit like that. It's not just cause mayhem. You're still doing it, but it's, you know, something there. So that's at least a positive. Also, the game, when you look at them side by side, not in motion, it looks better graphically. But when I play it, it doesn't look that great. It's weird. And every Just Cause I've ever played, when I look at it, they always look pretty decent. So I don't know what the fuck. Maybe in motion I'm seeing like the lack of like alias or anti-aliasing or something, because the game looks kind of gritty. Although there's so much physics going on, I'm sure they had to lower some fucking things. Because they remember shit too. I've flown away and came back, and there's still shit like locked into how, like, there's a tower I destroyed and a piece fell and the back piece locked into another thing and got stuck in a weird angle. And when I came back, it's still like that. So something was remembering that.
Right.
So that's a lot of fucking processing. So maybe they had to cut some corners to get that to happen. But overall, I really enjoy it. I recommend it to anyone who enjoyed Just Cause. You're not going to get anything crazy and groundbreaking, but you're going to get a better Just Cause 3. So if that sounds like something you'd want to play, it's definitely worth checking out. I'm enjoying myself. I'm having fun playing it. So, but it's I'm not like, holy shit, they fucking did this. I'm just like, yeah, it's pretty cool.
Right on.
They should have added one. I think that the perks to your zip lines and the weather effects, I think in their heads was like the big new feature, but it's so like to the side of what you're doing half the time that it's not, it's more like an added little thing than anything. So it needed something to be like the big new thing. Maybe like being able to destroy the ground or something. More destructibility would have been more interesting, but it's still pretty fun. On that, what have I been playing? Nothing really. I picked up Odin Sphere, which is made by the same guys who made Dragon's Crown. I'm sure a lot of you played that because I know, not Dragon's Crown, Odin Sphere, because I remember on PS3 people were really excited about it. Mm-hmm. I never played it back then, but I played Dragon's Crown and that game's ridiculous looking. I was like, what else do they make? I checked out Odin Sphere. It's way more conventional looking. It looks like an anime. And yeah, played that a little bit last week, but that's really cool too. I'm really excited to play it further. I wanted to be Dragon's Crown first though before I got into that, but I think that guy has like a 9.2 or something, or 9.5 or something on IGN, Odin Sphere. Wow. So yeah, so I'm really excited to play it. It's more story oriented. It's single player. But yeah, that'll be a fun one to play. And yeah, typically I ask people what they think we should be playing, but just so people know, Soma and Onrush are the PlayStation Plus games. I do want to stream Soma. I think that'd be a fun game to stream since I didn't really stream any scary games during October. But yeah, that's what I've been playing.
All right.
Anything else you want to talk about?
No.
We're making fucking fantastic time. Chris fucking slows this show down. Chris.
Yeah, right. He probably talks the least.
The least, yeah.
Just been a kind of lackluster week. I mean,
the Game Awards was like the big thing, and we already covered
that.
We
did that, yeah, and then... Sorry about that.
Should be.
In our personal lives, you know, it's just been kind of busy. So
yeah. Let us know in the comments, what have you been playing this last week? What should we be playing this upcoming week? And what do you plan on playing soon? And yeah, what games are out now that I should be playing? I know some people have been telling me to play Hitman 2 because apparently you can play all the content from the last Hitman in Hitman 2, which is very fucking cool.
It's kind of tempting for me. I was never even interested in picking up Hitman 2. And Hitman 1 was kind of a neat idea, but the whole like...
episodic thing.
Well, and just like events happening at certain times and stuff like that. Having to pay attention to when you got to turn the game on and stuff like that. Yeah. Which is really kind of a turn off.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm glad they kind of did that where you still can play all that old stuff. So
I love it because I've only seen like one other game do that, and that was Left 4 Dead 2. And yeah. I think it's amazing because I already bought Left 4 Dead. So I love that fucking game. And then Left 4 Dead 2 came out, and eventually they released every single map from Left 4 Dead 1 in 2 with all the new weapons in 2 and all the characters from the first game. Yeah. I mean, literally everything from the first game made its way over to the second game, which is awesome because I already own both games. Now I only have to turn on one game.
Yeah.
And that's awesome. So if that is the case with Hitman 2, you know, I already own Hitman 1 and I was like, I never even beat Hitman 1. So should I really be picking up Hitman 2? If I can play all the fucking content from Hitman 1 and Hitman 2, then I'll probably pick it up because then I have one place to go to play it. So it's kind of a cool thing.
No, I think it's neat.
Yeah.
So I would actually like to see more people kind of adopt that.
Yeah. I mean, if it doesn't work, it doesn't work. But if it does, if you have a sequel where you can bring in the stuff from the first game over and it has kind of that free form, you're playing level stuff, you know, if it's a storyline-based game, it's going to be hard to bring in the whole fucking story of another game.
Right.
But if it's a level-based game, you can do it. And so it's really cool way to kind of carry over that content for people who had already bought in the prior game. So
yeah, though I can already hear some people saying right now, oh, that's so lazy, blah, blah, blah. I think it's convenient is what
if,
it is.
If they're already creating content for the new game and you get older content, it's just more content. Mm-hmm. It's not more new content, but it is more stuff on the disc and it's more convenient. And I mean, it's win-win in my opinion, as long as they're not cheapening out on the fucking new stuff. But why would they? And the two times I've seen it, they I haven't seen an example of where they do cheapen the content coming out for the new stuff. So so yeah. Anyway, we have two videos we're going to watch. This is going to be like an hour-long taste cast, and that's fine. I want to play some video games. First thing we're going to be watching is the Kingdom Hearts 3 opening movie trailer. The big news on this video is Skrillex did the music for it, and I've actually heard the song already. We will talk about that, but we'll also talk about the intro. And the second video we're going to be watching is more personally for me and Chevy, I'm sure. Earth Defense Force 5 comes out Tuesday. I'm dying to pick it up. I'm going to pick it up regardless of where the fuck this person says. But we're going to watch. It's true. I don't care if they give it a fucking two. I'll pick it up. Because I'll be like, oh, you don't get it. You just don't get this. Be real pretentious
about it. You're going to be that fucking guy, yeah.
Yeah, you don't get EDF. And they don't. If they give it anything lower than a fucking 7. Yeah, we're going to watch a review and see what IGN has to say about it. And I get to look at all the cool gameplay. Yeah, so let's get into it. First video, Kingdom Hearts 3 opening movie trailer.
Incoming copyright strike.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we're fucked.
Or warning.
Fucking Sonny Moore is going to come fucking personally to the door knock and be like, you guys fucking... You guys put my video in your show. Fucking dork. Okay, ready? Yeah. Some more. Any Skrillex fans, I apologize. All right, 3, 2, 1, let's go. It's looking like a finalized game.
Certainly hope so, since it went gold.
Yeah, well, it comes out like tomorrow, pretty much. Should I take a deep faith? Should I take a leap? I have almost a month to play through the first two games. Can I do it?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Probably do it in a week.
I'll play the extra shit later. I just want to knock out the first and second game. Probably do the same thing. I got the whole fucking thing. Me too. Well, why do you go? Those look sweet. Lightsabers. Wait, does that mean Star Wars is going to be in Kingdom Hearts?
I have a feeling they would have used that as advertising.
Oh, definitely. But that guy's got fucking lightsabers. I don't know who the old guy is.
Oh, God. Someone's going to call me not a fan. It's from one of the... I guess the none of them are side stories since they're all connected. But
I would say if he's making that big of a fucking appearance and
so when you beat Kingdom Hearts 2, there's a video at the end where they show a field of keyblades and he's at the top kind of manipulating the whole thing. So I have not played any of the Kingdom Hearts besides Kingdom Hearts 1 or 2, so I don't know the guy or his motivations and stuff like that. So I do plan on going through all that stuff. I should probably start soon though. So.
His name's Alfred.
Probably not.
He's an old man and a cranky man.
It's Kingdom Hearts. There's going to be lots of X's and Z's in his name.
A stern man who believes in rules. Key rules. Tell me I'm wrong in the comments below. So what do you think of the trailer?
The opening movie?
Yeah.
Visually, it was very nice. I liked it a lot.
I like the gold sparkles.
I said they always do a good job with that. And the first half of the song aspect I really enjoyed. I think it became ruined the moment they start turning it into a pure electronica song, which
barely electronic at all.
I've tried to be a little nice.
I've been on Twitter fucking all day talking with all sorts of people about this, and it seems pretty 50-50 on how people feel about this. And I'm definitely on one side because I'm not a fan of Skrillex in any way.
I think it's probably the weakest song that they've done, though. And even the theme song, when they released that, I'm not 100% on board with it as a Kingdom Hearts song, but I do think it is a good song versus this one. I just don't even want to listen to it. So,
yeah. It's pretty much like you're listening to a song, any song, that's like, okay, you don't hate it, you don't love it. And then someone just fucking takes the volume and goes and just turns it down a little bit. And then they add some hi-hats and then they fucking mute and modulate the voice a little bit. And it's like, okay, you just diminished the song. You just took away from it. Why'd you even fucking interfere with it? I'm just going to talk about that real quick and then we'll get into the trailer because fucking okay. So the beginning of the song I actually think is better than the other song.
Mm-hmm.
The singing's nice. It's cool. I'm sitting here just critiquing the music, and there's a trailer that we watched. But Skrillex does what Skrillex does, and he's a big fan of, he was popular when dubstep was popular for a week, and then fucking he just got kind of stuck in that. So he's over there taking simple sounds, and he's just using a modulator and just kind of, morphing the sound a little bit and adding some fucking hi-hats. And, I mean, that's his fucking genius. So, just making the song simpler than it was. With this fucking little baby Casio keyboard over there and his little knobs. But other than that, like I said, beginning of the song is cool. I dug it. I thought it was, it fit. There's a sound to Kingdom Hearts, the way the soundtracks are that I kind of expect something. So regardless of that, the trailer was cool. It got me kind of excited for it. But I've been saying this every time I see every Kingdom Hearts trailer. The last five Kingdom Hearts trailers we've watched have pretty much done it for me. The first couple, when they're still developing the game, just kind of confirmed the game's being worked on. But now it looks like there's a finalized product. And of course there is, because it went gold. But it looks cool. This one actually had kind of a tone to it that felt more, I don't know, fucking more grand, I guess. There's something at stake here. Because most of the stuff we watch is normally, just them in, the Toy Story Zone and all shit. Which is cool, because that's the gameplay we want to see. But getting kind of, that story element to it is nice, too. Because I don't know what the fuck's going on in this game. So, it's nice getting kind of a hint at the tone of the game, which seems to be somber. The first song is very, down-tempo and kind of, almost sad and somber sounding. And then this song, the end was supposed to be upbeat by muting a bunch of it, but the first part also seemed kind of fucking, down and somber. Beautiful, but at the same time, it doesn't have the same upbeat bump, 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 bump fucking type music. So it seems like the whole tone of the game is definitely more downtown. Do you know if this is supposed to be the end of a trilogy, or is this just the third one?
I'm not sure.
Oh, well, I guess we'll find out. January 29th.
I'm sure someone will inform us as well.
Yeah.
Because this is one of those games.
You don't know Kingdom Hearts and you don't know Sunny. Don't you talk about muting. I'm about to mute this. Unsubscribe. In which I would say, I'm so sorry. Come back. Baby, come back. Overall, pretty decent.
Yeah, I mean, I've said this ever since they even announced the game, before they showed anything, this game was going to pick up regardless.
This is your EDF-5?
Well, I'm picking that up too. So.
That's your EDF-5, I guess.
They're games I enjoy. I'm not super over fandom, follow everything Kingdom Hearts oriented, but I do enjoy the games quite a bit. So,
would you ever buy a Keyblade?
A replica one?
Yeah.
Yeah. It'd be a cool decoration to have.
Yeah. Put it back there.
I could.
It'd be kind of cool. Let us know in the comments, what do you think about Kingdom Hearts 3? Are you excited for it coming out? Did you like the trailer? Did you not like the trailer? Have you never played these games? You're like, I don't get why the fuck people like these games. I hate Disney. What do you think about Skrillex? What do you think about his haircut? He's still rocking the same fucking haircut. What the hell's up with that?
It's his identity, man.
It's, dude, you can't look the same forever like that if you're in the fucking industry. What'd you think from First to Last, or the hell Sonny Moore's first band was? Did you like that? Yeah, let's know everything you're thinking about when it comes to Skrillex. Second bit of news. Who's the other person? Utada? Yes. Yeah. She's got a nice voice.
She does. Beautiful voice.
Yeah. Very good voice. Very good voice. Second and last video we're going to watch on this 45-minute fucking taste cast is the review for Earth Defense Force 5, a game I'm buying regardless of what the hell this person says. So before we get into this, anything you want to say?
This is really mostly for our viewers, I guess. This is us going, hey, here's EDF5.
We're advertising for EDF5. Pick it up.
We're not getting paid for this. We just want other people to play it.
I'm getting paid and just being a good Samaritan to a franchise I'm very loyal to. I'm loyal to Naughty Dog. I'm loyal to Kojima. And I'm loyal to EDF. That's the trifecta. So
I guess to add something to the that is, I'm expecting large-scale battles where the buildings can all be destroyed, the bugs can all be destroyed, and the weapons are completely ridiculous.
And a lot of them.
And I
if really, it does all of that, that's all I need.
Yeah. That's really all it kind of needs.
I know we watched a prior prior fucking video where there's like giant people with guns. Mm-hmm. Like the aliens are supposed to be in this one.
Yeah. Because there's a storyline that timeline no one cares never about. Makes sense.
But. Well, in the last game, Josh is telling me like fucking 98% of the world gets destroyed.
Yeah, that's game over.
there's like 1,000 years of rebuilding. Society's over. Like people gotta fucking reprocreate. If they don't die from lack of food, infrastructure, disease. Right. I'm overthinking this. I'm glad to see there's an EDF-5. It means we as Earthlings have a chance. All right, you ready?
Yep.
And let's go.
For someone with a fear of all things creepy crawly, there's a little added gravity and catharsis to fighting thousands of outsized monstrosities in Earth Defense Force 5. And thousands is no hyperbole. During a 60-hour playthrough, the kill counter reads precisely 21,369 space aliens, murderous robots, and giant insects. Yet somehow, even that astronomical number seems far too low for the amount of satisfaction derived from it.
I like where it's going. That's
a good start, yeah. Yep.
I'm excited.
I'm so fucking pumped.
Earth Defense Force 5 is fundamentally a solid wave-based arcade shooter built on top of a deep, class-based loadout and leveling system. Both elements complement the other nicely. Missions feature dozens of huge, sci-fi-tastic B-movie enemies attacking head-on in vast and fully destructible, but barren and frightfully ugly, city environments that are sometimes reused throughout the long string of 110 campaign missions. The great part is the bugs and aliens who invade them. They're far more richly realized than the terrain, and the monster designs are consistently creative, terrifying, and even a little gruesome.
Konosuba.
The considerable computing power of the PlayStation 4 is used not to render gorgeous graphics, but instead creatively harnessed to render enormous quantities of humongous enemies all attacking at the same time, like a tsunami of alien flesh and insect exoskeletons.
Wow. Yeah, you couldn't do that with higher graphics. Dozens of daunting
foes typically appear at once, each ranging somewhere in size from that of a tank to a small town, and once the gunfire starts, they're all screaming, exploding, and bleeding all over everything. They also drop an explosion of loot, and the resulting orgy of gore, destruction, and new gear is exhilarating and rarely gets old.
Fuck
Between
yes.
missions, it's rewarding to look over your loadout for a few seconds and then eagerly jump back into battle.
Yeah, I will say this looks like 4.1 or though. PS4,
but when they do dial down, it's certainly noticeable.
Oof. That's how you know the game's getting good, is when it slows down.
Despite the crowds and visual chaos, combat strategy is much deeper than it initially appears. Fighting different combinations of enemies requires different thoughtful approaches, and even the close-range gunplay against swarms demands carefully balancing weapons, reload times, evasion, target prioritization, and movement toward health pickups. Mission difficulty can be a little uneven, but at most of the customizable difficulty levels, EDF allows you to keep a generous portion of the loot you pick up even when you die.
That's fucking really pulling.
The last few missions of EDF-5 are a letdown because they veer away from the core feeling of the campaign. There's so many powerful enemies scattered about in such close proximity that you have to exercise extraordinary caution in how you approach battles. The trial and error needed to learn when triggered events take place in these last stages sucks a lot of the joy out of an otherwise rewarding battle. So these frustrations come to a head in the penultimate
Don't
mission,
ask questions. Alien Mothership, yeah.
which is among the more annoying boss battles ever. Go to hell, Mission 109.
Duly noted.
EDF-5's online and split-screen multiplayer changes things in a seamless and delightfully smooth cooperative journey through the main campaign
missions.
I love the
kaiju.
Teaming up with up to three other players and talking strategy adds a whole new dimension to the huge battles. I paired up with a partner and found that some vehicles and weapons became far more useful, and the ability to select complementary classes and loadouts added flavor to some missions without sacrificing challenge.
Familiar with all this.
Online with a friend is easily the best way to play EDF-5. Even after 60 hours of bug hunting, the mass slaughter that Earth Defense Force 5 does well is deliciously unique. It looks and feels like a throwback to a simpler age of gaming, and suffers from some unpolished technical decisions and sometimes less than stellar late-game balance.
Yeah, those guys are
but
gross.
The vast majority of its huge
fucking
number of missions are energetic essays on a largely forgotten philosophy of action game that deserves further exploration. And when you're joined by others, it becomes way too much fun to miss.
Fuck yeah!
For more action, check out our reviews of Just Cause 4,
I take
4,
back every
Darksiders
horrible thing I've said about
Damon.
8.3 is a great
else,
grade, and
right
it's deserving. I haven't played the fucking game, but I said if it was below 7, I'd be upset. And it went above 7, so I'm very happy. What do we think?
I'm actually blown away. First off, they even did a video review.
Yeah.
Right? Because
they have to waste some time on that.
This game is not like of the caliber that you would pay someone to do a video review.
Those guys at IGN got paid to make that review. IGN didn't need to be paying them for fucking that.
Well, that's exactly what I'm saying. Like, they could have just done a blog review on it.
Or a written review or something.
Yeah. as far as, like, what I heard, like, in the aspects of obviously someone who's already interested in the game, I heard that they took everything that makes EDF great, and they kept it, and it sounds like they just added to it. So
it's pretty much all I could really hope for. I mean, obviously I'd want new stuff, new weapons mostly. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's the thing. Want new fucking weapons, new enemies, but the core gameplay.
I saw at least two enemies, more than two for sure.
That big building thing walking, the fucking frog people, and those walking.
Yeah.
No. That's in the first game.
Oh, is it?
Or not the first game, last game. There's definitely a giant Godzilla type monster.
Get that far,
so. There's one where you fight multiple of them, I believe. The roly poly guys, and in prior videos I've seen other things, so they've definitely added new shit.
It was interesting to see it lag though.
Yeah,
which is funny but also a little unfortunate that they didn't kind of fine-tune that aspect a little bit. But
they had to up the graphics by 2%.
Well, one, what can you do when you're literally allowing that much to happen on screen at once? Yeah. Like,
there's a lot going on.
Yeah.
I've got the game 4.1 to lag a couple times, and it's when the screen is just full of shit and I'm shooting like 1,000 rockets off
you
at once.
You just don't know what's happening. You're just like, everything's dying.
I'm just hoping they die or I die, fucking, because someone needs to die so we can either restart this or continue without lag. The score is also a lot higher than I thought. I'm also glad they got someone to play it who just understands what EDF is supposed to be.
It's an action game.
Yeah, because a lot of people look at it and just go, ooh. And like, yeah, ooh, but it's very fun. Just play it.
Yeah. No, yeah, at its core.
It's a really high score
that
game.
I'm kind of blown away still by that. It is literally just an action game with loot. And it's in the name of the channel, Tasty Loot Gaming. We are very into loot, and the game has really kind of endless progression.
It goes on for a long time, and your armor and health all go up by collecting armor and health boxes, and that just keeps going up too based off like whatever level you are and how many boxes you need to go up one more tick. So the more you play, the stronger person gets over time.
And 5 difficulties, I believe.
Yeah.
So
there's a lot of game.
Yeah.
I still haven't beaten 4.1, and I've put in hours, but I also replay the same areas a lot to grind for loot because I like doing that. And crazy weapons and all sorts of shit.
I do hope that the online
is better.
Is better.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I hope the UI and everything works better. 4.1 feels
old,
dated as fuck. The game looks dated and it feels dated. It's the same as if I went back and played like PSO. I'd still love it, but I go, fuck, this game's getting old. Mm-hmm. This is an old design. But yeah, I'm really excited for it. I'm picking this up as soon as I can. I'm gonna have a fucking blast with it. I'm just glad because I figured they're gonna say like, well, this game's all right, but like he's stoked about it. If he's stoked about it, I'm gonna fucking love it. So
yeah, it's crazy the whole time. Like right when it began, it sounded very positive. I was like,
yeah, that's a good
what's
start.
Happening.
Yeah, there was no it's a fun concept, but in action it doesn't do so well. Like I was expecting like some kind of like, but none of that. There's like 8.3. Fuck, that's the best score. It fucking doesn't deserve that. Fucking I'll take it. Actually it does. It deserves a 9.
So if you take a game that he played, he said 60 hours of content, that is what he played.
For the review,
hundreds of levels, you know, hundreds of thousands of enemy kills that he said didn't even feel like he said it felt like he probably killed more than that.
Yeah.
And wanted to kill more than that. It doesn't get old.
You're killing a shitload of stuff. Well, that's the thing too, is like the hectic nature of it is what's fun. Mm-hmm. Like, you get all these crazy weapons, and you start pairing, you know, a machine gun with some rocket launcher shoots a bunch of fucking rockets, or like a mech with like, you know, some kind of like missile drops. Like, you throw a thing and mark a target and a missile will fly in and shit. You pair all that stuff up in situations where literally, like, you start out with a couple bugs climbing on buildings and you're like shooting them and shit as they're climbing over a place, and then you just have like out in the distance a fucking sea of bugs coming at you.
You're thinning them out for the good
and you're trying to fucking like lessen that horde before they just fucking, like, he said it perfectly, it's like a tsunami of fucking enemies, because as soon as they hit, I mean, you literally get that sensation. There's no other game that has that. So
no, and it's really easy to get lost in a mess of like ant legs and shit.
Yeah, so. It's scary. And then they start biting you and lifting you in the air, and you're shooting and shit, and it's like, and there's literally people screaming everywhere like, oh my god.
So I can't think of too many games where, like, and I think it was me, you, and Chris playing when it happened, but like, we were playing and I don't know what ended up happening, but you ended up getting in an unfortunate situation where, like, you got webbed, and then you got webbed, and then you were just being pulled off. And I'm like,
story of my life,
running off, like, trying to get to you. But every time I start getting close, some, like, another fucking bug would get in my way. I'm like, oh, get out of the way, I'm trying to help him.
Like, yeah, and you can, like, function. You take damage as they web you and start pulling you, but you can't get out of the web unless you kill them. So, like, the whole time I'm like, they shot me from over a building with their web. So they're just, like, pulling me down, like, city blocks, and I'm just shooting shit, but I'm just like taking damage, and the whole time, like, eventually I gotta pull me up to the fucking web.
And I'm trying to get over there, and it's you don't have stories like that with almost any game. No, so
it's the only game that does that.
Yeah, I mean, and you've told it before specifically, but like, when I was learning that the game had splash damage or friendly fire, I should say. And I got in the fucking, was it a tank?
Yeah, it was a giant tank.
And you and Josh were off doing something, and I just fucking shot into the mess and...
Yeah, there's weapons in that game that do such crazy damage, it's ridiculous. Like, you'll launch something into, like, a part of the city, and, like, three blocks blow
it's
up.
It's gone. Yeah. It doesn't exist anymore.
Yeah. And it's, like, just gone. Or you'll see just buildings collapsing everywhere, and all the bugs on them just falling and shit. It's stupid. Yeah, that, me and Josh, it was, like, at the end of the match, too. We'd pretty much beaten it. And then, like, I just see your barrel come into my screen. And it goes, and, like, the building ahead of me just goes, like that. And then I'm just fucking dead. I got flung into, like, some buildings and shit. And so did Josh. And I was like, okay. You have to be that fucking close. Goddamn mega bullet right into us.
It was a lesson to be learned, for sure.
Yeah, you never did it again. So that's probably a good thing, because that would probably get annoying pretty quick.
I remember as soon as it happened, you guys died. And I would, like, obviously, I in my head, I'm like, oh, fuck, there's friendly fire. But I'm just, like, laughing because the situation was so dumb.
I was annoyed and I was laughing because it was so insane to watch. Just like, all right. Like, half the weapons in the game, you're just like, why? EDF is more dangerous than the bugs. Like, the bugs just crawl on shit and they kill people. They still leave the remnants of society behind. So anyone who survives can fucking retake it. But fucking EDF shows up, they just fucking flatten the fucking city. EDF's like, if you live in that city and the bugs are attacking you, like, shit, EDF is coming.
Yep.
We got to get the fuck out of this city now. We got to brave the fucking giant bugs to get the hell out of here, because EDF's going to destroy this fucking place.
Yeah.
Because that's what they do. They make sure if aliens show up, they murder them all. Doesn't matter if there's people there or not. That's not important. They're the Earth Defense Force, not the People's Defense Force.
It's awful, too, because in early levels, there's still people running around the streets.
Yeah.
And they're running and screaming, and you show up, and you're, like, realistically, I want to watch someone play the game and try not to hit the fucking people. Like,
well, I do it all the time, especially in the beginning of the map when they, like, run past you, which is the best direction to go.
Yeah.
Because anywhere I'm not going, go that way. They'll just run by, like, ah! And fucking, there's just like tanks and people rolling in all screaming EDF and shit because they love EDF. If you work for EDF, you love EDF. And then they just launch everything into the city and just flatten it. And they're all just getting their loot. They're incentivized by loot.
Self-gratification.
It's very fun, but it's a very dark story. Especially while I was telling you what Josh told me. At the end of the game, they're talking about, like, the Earth's population is dropping to like 2% or whatever. And I know that's because of the EDF.
Probably.
It's not the fucking bugs doing that shit. It's the dark cigarette behind EDF. We can probably talk about this all day. And we're at an hour, so this is a pretty short taste of cast. But I think that's going to do it for this episode. Let us know in the comments. What do you think about EDF 5? Are you going to pick it up? Have you played the prior games? Have you never heard of these games before? Are you still looking at it going, I don't get what the fuck the big deal is. Just play it. Or don't play it. Watch me play it. I'll stream it. And yeah, that's going to do it for this episode of TasteCast episode 84.
Yep.
As always, thank you for watching. Make sure to like and subscribe if you enjoyed this episode. Make sure to check out our other episodes. Check us out on Tumblr, Twitter, and Facebook at Tasty Loot Gaming. Check out my streams on Twitch at Tasty Senpai, all one word. Hit the notification button to know when I go live. Also, if you're on the channel and you want to watch the stream, I stream here as well because I dual stream. So if you're already here, you're already in the right place. And we have Discord, link down below. Talk to us at the same time all the time. And we're on iTunes, Spotify, and other podcast platforms, like 10 of them, all linked down below. If you'd prefer to listen to us. And if you want to watch us, check us out on YouTube at Tasty Loot Gaming. My name's Seth.
I'm Chevy.
Until next episode, which will be Tuesday for Taste Tuesday, EDF Day. EDF 5 comes out Tuesday. Until EDF Tuesday, have a great week, guys, and take it easy.